I'm being joined right now by TrophyTroutGuide.com's very own Rick Arnold. Rick, how are you today?
Great, Lance. We finally got summer going over here in Central Oregon, so we're enjoying the weather.
Holy smokes, it took a while this year, didn't it?
Yeah, clear to the middle of June.
Well, with that in mind, you know, I've been talking to the people up at East Lake. I'm headed over there here in a few weeks, and heck, they just got iced off here about a week, 10 days ago, didn't they?
They did. It's I think it was the middle of last week. I had friends up here that had to get off because the ice flow covered their boat up one day on shore, so it's been just happened this year.
Mm-hmm. But the good news is it is iced off, and we're experiencing probably some fairly decent fishing at this point up in the Newberry Craters.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Yesterday we were up. I had a buddy up from California, and we picked up 13 browns, and I broke out of a long drought on 10-pound browns and picked up a 10-pound, 3-ounce hookjaw brown yesterday. So it was pretty good day.
Now, you're already a member of the Brown Baggers, and before we get too much further on it, though, how many fish does that make for you, 10-pound browns over 10 pounds? How many does that give you now with your tally?
Well, I just hit 5. I guess I was on a hot streak in the late 90s, early 2000s, and I popped 4 in a couple of years, and then I put one of the grandsons on a 12-pounder back in 2006. But that's been the only one in the boat since 2001. So yesterday was sort of monumental. I unfortunately was on this long list of anglers who need to catch a brown over 10 who are overdue. So I finally got off that list yesterday.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Tell everybody, I referred to the Brown Baggers earlier. Tell everybody, what is this club, if you will?
Yeah, well, it's a loose-knit club that was started in the early 70s by Alan Cole, the lure manufacturer, AC Plugs.
Mm-hmm.
Guys over on the Eastern Sierras wanted to bag those browns over there, and they figured out that 10 pounds was the magic number. And so you had to get 2 browns over 10 to get in the club. A lot of guys in this club over the years, some world record holders. Rip Collins had the 40-pounder out of White River. Bob Bringhurst had the world record out of Flaming Gorge. And there's probably about 50 guys on the list from around the country right now. And, we just go out and chase these big browns around. It's almost become a cult thing. And there's other clubs that have even been spawned off this thing, too. So it's a lot of fun chasing the big ones.
And there's quite a following in that, Century Drive area, that area that you live in over there in Bend. I mean, that's kind of a hotbed for trophy trout, isn't it?
Yes, I've said this many times to different guys. There's about 7 lakes in the area in a 100-mile radius that can produce browns over 10 pounds, and just about all those lake records are in excess of 20 pounds. So we're kind of the center of trophy brown trout fishing for the whole West Coast, actually, for that many lakes in that tight an area.
And is there a prettier area in the world?
I don't think so. That's why I moved up here.
I mean, you're sitting in the middle of Newberry Crater. I mean, for those listening, you're sitting in the middle of the Newberry Craters right now. I mean, you're on the boat.
At the moment. And luckily we got cell service in one spot.
I can see you right now, man. I mean, the vision of Newberry Craters. I'm going to be over there here in a couple weeks. In fact, you and I are going to have an opportunity to do some fishing together, maybe shoot a little video, maybe cut a few radio spots and such. But I just so love waking up to the quiet of Central Oregon, especially after a long springer season, doing some sturgeon fishing. I can get over there and flat relax, and the fishing's exceptional
today, man. You wouldn't believe it. It's like probably gonna hit mid-70s, flat as glass, full sun, no clouds, crystal clear. Doesn't get any better. When you get over here, we're gonna get you out. We're gonna get you into a good brown this year.
I'm totally looking forward to it. How many boats are you competing with today, Rick?
It's Friday, so we're picking up a little bit of traffic. There might be all of 10 boats out here right now.
Oh, how terrible. Rick Arnold of TrophyTroutGuide.com is joining me. Could you recap the area? What are you hearing about Wickiup?
Wikiup's holding water big time this year. The big winner, it's holding way up. So the releases out of Crane coming in are high, and the releases have been lower going out. So going to be a high water year on Wikiup. A few browns came out early in the season, a couple over 10, been a little bit slow lately. I think it'll come into form here pretty soon. There were a couple nice browns that came out of Crescent a little earlier back in the end of April, a 15 and a 10.5. I haven't heard much out of Crane at all, so I can't say what's going on at Crane yet. I know they've had a Kokanee Derby over on Crescent, and that was the first Kokanee Derby of the season up here, I think, for Central Oregon. So the Kokanee thing's hitting off the ground, too. So everything's coming into summer form here.
And don't you think, I mean, at least it's my opinion, I think we're going to see a much better July, which is, you know, July and August, which are typically the hottest part of the year. I think we're going to see better Julys in August as a result of this high water than we would typically see.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think, remember, when you get up in July, it's going to be like 1st of June. We're running about 5 weeks behind or 6 weeks behind this year with a crazy winter and the weather.
So how would that change when you show up in July? How would that change how you're targeting, for instance, browns?
You know, for what I'm doing out here, say, at East right now, it's not going to make a huge difference by then, because what you're really looking for is the stratification and thermal climb to finally set up, kind of forcing bait and predators into the more friendly thermal climb with oxygen and temperature. And so it'll be good in July. I mean, we'll just won't be. There's no thermocline yet, and maybe in normal years we'd have one by now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference right now.
But also on the Kokanee, you'd think that those fish in July, you're going to find a lot more of those fish at the 20-foot mark in many of those lakes as opposed to the 30, 40, 50-foot mark, as they might be as things get hotter.
Yeah, true. And right now, nobody knows where the Kokanee are. They're so scattered, you can't find them in here right now. And the water's even, probably up and down. And I'm reading 45.2 on the graph right now. So it's surprisingly warmer than I thought, but we're finally getting some warm days, and the surface is warming up pretty quick because of the calm and the flat and full sun right now. But, yeah, Kokanee will be coming into prime probably a few more weeks here. And like you say, 20, 30 feet will probably be a magic number right through July, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably what we're looking at.
Are you seeing any insect life over there at East Lake? One of the things I enjoy over in that neck of the woods is actually dragging and wind drifting Calabatus emergers with, you know, you can do it with spinning rods, fly rods. It really doesn't matter, but you're basically trolling a Calabatus emerger. Are you seeing any bugs coming off yet?
Not much. You know, we're just starting to warm up, but I have seen some fly guys out here. Some guys have been in tubes.
Mm-hmm.
I overheard some guys talking yesterday, and they were talking about just getting a strike. You know, I didn't even want to tell them, gee, we picked up 13 out there with gear in a little deeper water. But I think they're a little early yet on the fly gig.
Uh-huh.
It'll be shaping up. By the time you're here, you could probably knock some off with your emergers and stuff.
I think most of the guys right now are the guys that I know that are catching them over there are using chronomids and, you know, real tiny patterns and kind of pulling them up real slow. But boy, when that hatch does go off over there, Rick, it is something else. It looks like it looks like JFK for the Calabatus. That's for sure. So, Rick, I'm going to be over there in a couple weeks. I can't wait to get together with you. We had a wonderful time last time with your grandson, and we caught a bunch of browns and ate a wonderful breakfast, and we're bringing the whole family. So it'll be nice to see you again, and it's always nice to connect with people that are regulars on Northwest Outdoor Adventures. For some of the things that we're talking about, I've just got about 15 seconds, but if people are interested in learning how to fish for these things, you've got DVDs at trophytroutguide.com. How can people find you? But I just told everybody, trophytroutguide.com. But Rick, let's do this again soon. Appreciate you coming in.
You betcha, Lance. Thanks so much, and look forward to seeing you in July, buddy.
Hey, good fishing to you, Rick. And when we return, we're going to be kind of recapping the areas happening.